In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered for Nellie Wallace. Nellie Wallace. Today, our Lord asks us to make sure that we examine the way in which we're running the race, living our lives, and what it is that we're doing to make sure that the gospel is actually passed on. It says right here in St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, he says, "Although I'm free in regard to all, I have made myself the slave of all, so as to win over as many as possible. I become all things to all people, so that by all possible means, I may at least win some, a few." Yesterday, I was having a house blessing for a dear friend of mine who invited her parents and some dear friends of hers, one who is hoping to enter into the Sisters of Life. She'll go there in a week from now to go for a 1 week or a 1 month visit, and then hopefully will be received in the beginning of a postulancy this summer with the Sisters of Life out there in New York. And when I was speaking with them, there was one mother of a young child, and this one who is going to be a religious sister who is a teacher at a Catholic school. And the mother remarked at how much difficulty there is in the Catholic school system, and how our Catholic schools don't live up anywhere near to what they're supposed to live up to. They don't have God as their number one priority in the passing on of the faith. They prioritize sports over other things. That they don't uphold the proper dress code that there is, so it's easy to be distracted from all sorts of things. And there was just a whole litany of things that just went on and on over all the ways in which they aren't. And so she was saying, "I don't know, even though I benefited greatly from Catholic school, my husband did as well, I don't know about our daughter, who at this point is only 18 months old, but they're thinking about these things." And she said, "I don't get it about some of these parents that I speak to, that they want to have their child have a Catholic education because they say, well, I experienced the sacraments and they were beautiful, and I want my children to have the beauty of the sacraments. I remember them being in Mass, and it was a beautiful thing. And so I want my kids to have that beauty as well." And she just couldn't get it around her head why it was that she wasn't living by the truth, living by the truths of the faith. And this is an important thing. There are many ways that pull out to souls in our faith. Not everybody is drawn in by truth, which is a weird thing. Some people are drawn into the beauty. That's a good thing. And so what we should do to those who are drawn into beauty, because God communicates himself to each soul differently, is emphasize to those souls who are drawn by beauty into the most beautiful things of the church. Told him she should take that mother and bring her to Santa Rosa so she can see the beauty of what the church is really supposed to be like here in this beautiful church that you preserved. To talk about the beautiful things of the faith, to find out what it is that really draws to her and has made her see the sacraments and the church as beautiful. And by eliciting those things that she really gets into, maybe then lead her into a deeper sense of what the truth is, and then her children will not just have a Catholic school experience, not just an experience of Mass and experience of the sacraments, but to actually be able to live it out in loving relationship with Christ. Another thing that got this dear teacher excited is something that each of you know coming to Mass here. We've talked about it for 3+ years. Explain to him the reason why it is that God made us. God made us to know him, to love him, and to serve him in this life so that we can be happy with him forever in the next life. And after explaining, as I have ad nauseum to you, what it is, she said, "That's it. I'm in charge of 7th and 8th grade at the school now. That's all we're going to teach this year. Just what it means to know God, just what it means to love God, just what it means to serve God. So that my students will finally realize that God wants them to be happy, not just to follow rules, to be with him forever in heaven. And that's going to be their final exam." So two things. As we go about the rest of this day, maybe even into this weekend, how are we making ourselves in such a way where we can see the things that others in our lives need to find about God and to accustom our way of teaching, our way of loving, our way of sharing the gospel to what it is that they're able to receive? Not just the things that I like or the things that you like about the faith, but what is the thing that appeals to them to draw them into something deeper in that relationship with God? And if there's nothing you can feel like you can teach anybody, here's the assignment that each of us can fulfill. Find somebody over the course between now and Monday where you can share with that beautiful thing of why it is that God made them and help them understand a little bit more what the purpose of their existence is, the meaning of why they are. And just to communicate that simple thing to one person, I promise you, if you're able to do that, then what you'll see is our solemn response lived out, that they'll come to recognize how lovely is the dwelling place of the Lord, the God, the Almighty, where he lives here within his church in a way unlike he is anywhere else in the world. And then they'll be back here at Mass to receive the sacraments. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.